Okay. So we open up Das Tfunas. And Das Tfunas, we were talking just the other day about how Das Tfunas is written as a conversation between the neshama and the seichel, between some person's soul and his irrational mind. And he dives right in. Amar HaNeshama, here in Osalf. Amar HaNeshama, the neshama says, Ta'avasi uritzoni, what I desire and what I want, v'hisyashev al ktsas dvarim me'osim sh'ne'mar bahem, v'ashev osa el vavecha ki Hashem ulukim. I'd love to understand more deeply some of the things about which the Chumash tells us, in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, v'adat ayom v'ashev osa el vavecha. You'll know, and you'll think deeply, ki Hashem ulukim v'ashemayim imal v'artu itachas emet. To think that, that's one of the psukim in Chumash that speak most explicitly about the mitzvah to think deeply about Emunah. That's a mitzvah the Rambam talks about, Feirei, famously, Leidas Hashem, and many others talk about. He says, I'd like to understand things a little more. Harehe mi kari Emunah senu. Shechayim kodem v'dof acharei desam. These ideas are the tenets of our, the roots of our belief. We have a mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, that the language is fast. V'dof acharei desam. To pursue knowledge of these Ikar. We have a mitzvah to seek out deeper understanding of the Ikar Yamunah. To the extent that I can. There'll always be more. There'll be limits to my understanding, but I have a mitzvah to understand my Yamunah as best I can. So that's what I'd love to do. And the language already, just from the outset, number one, that it opens with the Neshama speaking, which is already very poignant, and it begins with desire. There's an emotional angle here right away. We're going to see that recurring as well. This is not merely a cold, cerebral conversation. It will be profoundly intellectual, but it's not going to be mind only. Even the very fact that the Ramchal chose us as a frame, instead of just writing paragraph after paragraph, he chooses to frame this as this entire Sefer Das Tfunas as a conversation between a person's neshama and his seichel already speaks to recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with both a soul and a mind, it means that He wants us to be Oved Hashem with the full set, the full kit that He gave us, all the different parts of us. And the emotional element and the cerebral element are already hitting us right from the first paragraph. I deeply desire to understand. So Seichel says, well, Ana Panachem Uados. Where are you facing? What are you interested in? Hinei Karman Yud Gimel. Oh, Ezem Him Tertila Hisbonin. You know the Rama formulated 13 Yisodos Hadas, 13 Ikari Emunah. So, which of them would you like to spend time on? So, in Os Gimel, Amar Hanashama, Hinei Kali Ikari Ma Yud Gimel, Hinei Him Umasim Etzli, Bli Shem Safek Klal. The Neshama says in Os Gimel, let me be clear. Full disclosure. It's not a question of doubt. I don't need you to prove to me that these are true. I'm willing to accept all the 13 principles of faith. Aval, yesh mehem she'umasim li v'gam uvanim. Some I accept is true, and I also understand them. Yesh mehem she'umasim li b'emuna, v'lo mevu'arim min ha'avana v'ha'yidia. Some, not only do I believe in, but I understand them. But there are some that I believe, I'm willing to believe, but I don't understand them deeply. I don't know them. Again, coming back to the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. I believe, but I don't know it. So Amar HaSeichel. Ezem uvasim lecha ve'ezem uvorim lecha. So you're not looking for proof. It's not a question of prove to me. It's a question of explain to me. I want to understand this. Well, which are the ones that you feel you already understand, and which are the ones that are just mu'umas? You accept this true, but you don't understand. So in paragraph, hey, Amar HaNeshama, Neshama says, well, here are the two groups. On the one hand, Mitzius Hashem, Yichudo, Nitzchiyuso, Hayoso, Chutz Min Aguf, Chamikre Aguf, and Chidush HaOlam, which loosely corresponds to the first five of the Ikari Emuna. You know, the Sefer Ikarim, Yosef Albo has a different way of organizing the ideas of Ikari Emunah, and there are definitely machloksim between him and the Rambam, but he also provides us, he talks about three rather than 13, it really provides us for a way to categorize the 13 animamins, the 13 ikarim, the Rambam counts into three major categories. The first five are about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The middle four are about Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating with us. And the last four are about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the consequences of our actions, and the way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. So the first five are he more or less listed. He didn't exactly list the fifth. The first five, category one, is... I'm sorry? Right. He breaks down the first one into two. The existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who's responsible for the existence of the entire world. That God's existence is imperative, and we're all dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, that there is Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, unique, indivisible, and that again expresses more fully that he's fully in control of everything. There are no competing powers. And number three is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally non-physical. And number four is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies beyond time, not only beyond space, but beyond time. And the fifth, where the Rambam counts in, is that we worship only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only object of worship. And then he moves on to the second category, which he lists here, Nevuah, Nevuas Moshe, Torben HaShamayim, and Nitzchius HaShalot Tishtaneh. Belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with people, that Nevuah exists. Then more specifically, that the Nevuas Moshe was of a unique sort. And as a result, the belief that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted Torah to us through Moshe Rabbeinu, that means it's unchangeable. Because Nevuah is a supreme sort of Nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in, it does not plan to give us ongoing revelation to change Halach in the future through ongoing Nevuah beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's that second set. Animamin 6, 7, 8, and 9. He says that the Yisodos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se, to the extent that one can discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that we can say meaningful things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the study of Yikarim about Nevuah and Torah, Klod Var Ma'ela, Ani Ma'menes, V'ani Mevinosev. Those nine, not only do I believe, but I understand. Eini Tzricha Behem Be'er. That's not what I'm seeking elaboration on. Aval HaHashgacha, Skavi Onesh, Bias HaMashiach, and Tzricha HaMeisim, that's the last set, the last of the three categories, Ramzan Imamin, was at numbers 10, 11, 12, and 13. Belief in Hashkacha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of and involved in the world. Schar V'Yonash, belief in reward and punishment, that there are consequences for Kadosh Baruch Hu, not that Kadosh Baruch Hu know but that what we're up to, but that there are consequences, good or otherwise, for our decisions, good or otherwise. And finally, Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. Those last four, I believe them. My religion demands I believe them, so I'm a good Jew, I believe them. I believe them. I want to understand them. I want explanation. I want interpretation. I want meaning. And fascinating final two words to the paragraph, hey, she'eshkotba. I want a svar that will put me at ease, that I can be peaceful about. That again returns to the opening emotional note with which she began. I want to understand it, and I want it to speak to me. The Seicha says, okay, that's fair. Let's get into details. Mao amiskashelacha bazeh. Explain to me, what is it that troubles you about it? What don't you understand? You're willing to accept on faith that you understand? What's the problem? So, Zion, Amra Neshama. The Neshama says, well, hamisivas agedolos, hamishapchos ba'olam. So much going on in the world. Amaros tamid lechaora hefech hashgacha chas v'shal. So many cycles and so many forces and so many dynamic phenomena in the world, and pieces of history that seem to demonstrate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not running the world. You look around the world and there's so much evil, there's so much ugliness. So number one, it's hard often to see the signs, the fingerprints of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in this world. So often it seems like life is just random. Number one. And then he takes a step further. Number two, Kol Shekein She'ein HaSvara Roa Sof HaYam Le'echeim Agim. Not only is it hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imprint in the world often, I certainly can't see where this all leading.
Well, what's the destination? What's the plan? Marotza Adana Baruch Baruch Hu Bevioso. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu want of his creatures? L'mahu menahala. To where is he leading them? Uma Achris Kalela. What's the end of the story? Where will the grand finale be? If you're using Chaim Friedlander's edition, so he points out that in the last four phrases, Ramchal just touched on the four animamins that he had left as an open question. And he spoke about Hashkacha. He spoke about Hashkacha. It's hard to see the Hashkacha. And perhaps he suggests also, Lehechan Hei Magiyim, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading everything? Where is it all headed towards? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading the Bria actively? How is he managing it? And what's the destination? And then Lamahu Manal, Ma Rotsa Adam Bria itself, what does God want of us? What does God want of his creatures, specifically his human creatures? That's the question of Schav Yonash. Schav Yonash is logically congruent to the question of Bechir Chafshus. So a number of different Machshav point that. The whole notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and punishes, if there are consequences for our actions in a meaningful way, that must mean that we're actually making choices. If we're robots, well, what type of Schav Yonash is a game? It's trivial. So that's a question. That's the first question, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where and how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading things? What does he want of us, Schav Yonash? L'mahu menam, to what end is he leading us? That may be a reference to Bias HaMashiach. Ma'achus Kole, what's the end of the story? It's Chiyas HaMesin, because as we'll see, the Ramchal adopts the position of the Ramban and Rov Rishonim. Contrary to the Rambam, Ramchal adopts the position of the Ramban and Rov Rishonim, the Tchias HaMesim and the Olm Haba are two phrases for the same idea. So Tchias HaMesim is the end of the story. So what's the end? It says, Masi Hashem, coming back to the language of Ramchal, Masi Hashem Yisbarach, if I look around at the sum total of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Uv, the full set of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, near Behem Rochav Kol Kach Gadol, is such an incredible width, it's such bandwidth, Shein Shum Lev Mechilosan, such a wide array of Masi Hashem. Am I supposed to make sense? How can I wrap my mind around it? How can I make sense of all this? Ayisi Rotsa, you ought to know what's bothering me. These are some of the questions that bother me. It's hard for me to see Hashkacha, and certainly to get a sense of purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in this world, and to, again, all those details of what does he want from us, and what's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of us. And it's such a broad world, so many details. How am I going to make sense of all this? So he wrote to Medeni, Derek Hishara, I'd like you to give me a mahalach. I'd like to give me an approach, a straightforward approach. So that I can begin to make sense with clarity of all this. Bilti Natos Yam Nismo. I want clarity, I want accuracy. Give me a handle. The Seicha says, I have to tell you at the outset a disclaimer. Yesh Bekan Dvar is a paragraph Ches. Yesh Bekan Dvar Mkashim V'amukimot. Now, you're asking excellent questions. And some of the questions that you're touching on are deep, are difficult. Tzadik Meralo, Rasha V'Tovlo. At the question why bad things happen to good people, why good things happen to bad people. Niskashu Al Gadol HaChacham HaNevi'im. These are questions that trouble the greatest of the Chacham. The questions that trouble the greatest of the Nevi'im. Afilu Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled. He points out on the bottom, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Gemara understands in Brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by this question. That's what's being described, the Psukim Parash Kisis. Yo, and other Nevi'im are bothered by these are excellent questions you're asking. Questions that the Gemara seems to indicate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't fully understand it. You can make some sense of it, you won't be able to get all the details. And Hashem says something which is incredibly important. Neshama says something in paragraph Tess, which is really a prerequisite for any sort of serious inquiry into Yadus and into Emunah. How are you going to approach this in questions in a way that balances intellectual authenticity and rigor with intellectual humility? Amraha Neshama, paragraph Tess. HaPratim Shlo Uchal Lahavin. There'll be details that I can't understand. Hine Aniach. I'm fine with that. I recognize there are limitations. I recognize that I'm a finite creature of an infinite creator, so it stands to reason that there'll be plenty of details I can't make sense of. That's what Yeshayahu says in the passage that we lay as the Haftarah for Tana Sibra. Lo machshosai machshosachem lo darachem drachai. Because Baruch is operating a different plane. Kasha gavu shamayim me'aretz. Kain gavu darachem darachem. Machshosai machshosachem. Because Baruch is on a whole different plane, like sky above earth. Because Baruch is infinite, we're finite. So it stands to reason that there'll be plenty that we can't make sense of. As a matter of fact, it would be shocking if we could fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashef likes to quote from the Kadmonim, Ilu Yedativ Hayisiv. Were I to know him fully, I would be him. In other words, the only one who can fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by virtue of the fact he's the infinite creator of finite creatures. So it stands to reason that there'll be plenty of details that I won't understand. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that given the following. If I have clarity about the principles, if I have the contours of an answer, I need an overall approach to the big picture. That's a wide array of Maaseh Hashem. I need an approach that can. I need a global approach. If I can have an overall approach to the big picture, so then I'll be comfortable saying, look, there are details that are beyond me. Allah, as Rabbi Tarfon says in Paragavas, I don't feel a responsibility to do more than I can. But I need to keep working at it. In other words, if I'll have the contours of the answer, I'll have the overall approach, and I'll also understand why it is that I'm not able to get all the details, so then I find that intellectually satisfying. Again, as I said before, that marriage of intellectual humility to intellectual rigor. I'm going to work hard to understand, but I recognize at the same time, I'm going to balance that with the recognition of the fact that if I'm honest about who I am and what I am, compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the humility to recognize it wouldn't make sense for me to understand everything. Not that it's inappropriate, it's illogical for me to assume I can understand everything. So with that in mind, an overall approach, and we have over 200 pages to go here, there'll be plenty of detail and plenty of nuance and sophistication balanced with a recognition that there'll be more, that there will exist points beyond which we're going to say, okay, I understand that I won't be able to work this out fully, but I have an overall approach, and I find that satisfied. And he says, with that, the Seichel says, with that recognition, with that premise, we're ready to dive in. He's going to open with the concept of divine justice, and we're going to pick up with that in Ritz Hashem the next time we learn together. Paragraph here.